Councillor Paul Eady. I'm the Chair of Health, Social Care and Housing at the City of Edinburgh Council.
Yeah, and your ward is out in the west of the city?
Christopher and Murrayfield, yes. Yeah. And it's a three-member ward I share with Jeremy Balfour of the Tories and Phil Wheeler, who's also a Lib Dem, like myself.
And you've got a blog. Do either of them run a blog at all, do you?
No, not as far as I know. Phil certainly doesn't. I don't think Jeremy does. It's just me out of the three of us.
Okay, and why did you start a blog? When as well?
When? Oh, Lord. About 18 months ago, August 2009. Why did I do it? I was encouraged to do it by Silver Columns people. But I was quite keen to just expand. And I mean, when I got elected, I started to focus on local government issues. But when I joined a political party, there was a whole load of other issues I was interested in. What it does is it gives me an opportunity to talk about those and comment on those. But also, I think, to give a bit more depth and colour to me as a personality, rather than sort of you get handed a press release from the Chair of Health and Social Care and there is a quote in that, it doesn't really get behind the person, kind of, so to speak. You know, the trouble is that there's a caricature of councillors, and people don't, you know, when they actually meet us, they realise that we are three-dimensional people. They don't know necessarily we've got some extraordinary councillors. We've got ex-Queen's bodyguard, ex-Queen's press secretary, an ex-classically trained actress who's more famous for doing one episode of Home and Away. You know, there's extraordinary people there, and they all have deep interests in all sorts of things, all a deep passion for Edinburgh. But things like, I got originally into politics because of my absolute abhorrence of nuclear weapons, that sort of thing, in the early 80s. What my blog does is allows me to write about things that go way beyond just my remit, and to give a more rounded set of views to my constituents and to other readers throughout the world, because it is read throughout the world. Not in huge numbers, but I do know that I can tap in and check a location in this, in St. Petersburg or Delhi or Mountain View, California, wherever the hell that is, and you know that some people are reading it there. But it does allow me to talk about policing issues down south, immigration issues, or what happens in international affairs in other countries, as well as the fortunes of the not-so-mighty this season Hibernian. So we're going to be the best team in the first division at this rate. Plus also discussing film or novels or things like that. So I mean, it gives me scope to present a more balanced picture of what I'm about.
It's also a good way for people to find out all the different things, events and initiatives that you go to and find out about and update people on, because these aren't always reported by people like me or the Evening News, are they?
Well, absolutely, and newspapers, big fan of newspapers. I mean, most politicians are news junkies. There is a sort of the whole, for all the online media, there's nothing quite like sitting down with a cup of tea in a newspaper. There's something certainly de-stressing about that, unless it's bad publicity. But it's sometimes I think that council meetings, council debates, it's like in tennis, they're the serve and volley, and you know, bang, wham, bam, it's over. And actually, there's a deep set of discussions that take place about most issues that never see the light of day, and that's really when you want to get behind an issue. That's so important to do, and most governments and administrations, generally, whatever their political hue, improve things. But you wouldn't think that when you read political discourse and how it's reported in this country. It's a shame. It's not as constructive as it could be. I mean, there are ups and downs of blogging, and one of the reasons I held off doing it for so long was the Hartlepool by-election, where one of our candidate who ought to have won the by-election because she'd fought an awesome campaign, came home from one night's canvassing and said, oh, it's been a terrible day's canvassing, it's been pouring with rain, and I met a bunch of nutters, and of course that was in every Labour leaflet, and she lost by, you know, few hundred votes or something like that. And you're sitting there thinking, well, everything is on the record, every spelling mistake, every grammatical error, and if you come out with a line that might be a little bit controversial, then it can bury you. And it's a difficult thing to do. I mean, it's you know, you want to share a bit more, and I personally think mine is a little bit too cautious. I could be a bit more sort of bold and a bit more candid than I'm being. I do feel, as an administration councillor, I need to kind of rein myself in from time to time and to be careful about what I say, because there are consequences of that. But it does give me the opportunity, as I say, to talk about wider issues and to get into other things and again to give a bit more depth about what I am like as a person.
Yeah, and I suppose writing on impulse is something that Twitter has criticised. Is that a forum that you've looked at all?
I just don't get it, Twitter. it's just little snippets here, and it does strike me as being sort of a running commentary on your life, and it's just a bit too much for me, I think. It's just a little bit too instant.
Okay, and are there any local blogs that you enjoy?
Karen's Musing, which is one of my friends out in Livingston, who writes a very enjoyable blog there that I think is very good, and I think she's highly regarded as one various ones. My little brother runs one down in Cambridgeshire, which I do read as well. That's more family gossip kind of thing, and that's the thing, it can be all sorts of things that people can write about. I mean, I think, you know, there's a number of the politicians that I read that are much more party political in their things. I mean, I'm party political, don't get me wrong, I'm a great believer in the partisan system, but I'd like to think I've got a sense of perspective, and I don't write about sort of party political issues all the time exclusively. I think it is important to talk about a range of things as well. There are a number of them that are really enjoyable. I think most of us are frustrated columnists, newspaper columnists.